It's time for a look back on today's match. This is the Full Time Report with the voices of our Atlanta United, Mike Conti and Jason Longshore.
Atlanta United Soccer is brought to you by Equifax, The Home Depot, Mercedes-Benz, AT&T, Publix, Scana, Cuff & Tire, Lunazol, La Perea, Piedmont Healthcare, Heineken, Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, and Associate Credit Union.
The home for MLS in Atlanta, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Just an incredible, comprehensive effort tonight by Atlanta United going on the road to Columbus, the fifth and final match in this grueling five-match in 13-day stretch, and they take down a very good opponent, the Columbus Crew, in total control of the match in the second half, a 2-0 win, and Atlanta United will go into the World Cup break with a four-point lead for the Supporters' Shield, a four-point lead over Sporting Kansas City, who did not play tonight. They now have a four-point lead in the East over New York City and a six-point lead now between Atlanta United and third-place Columbus, who loses at home for only the second time this year. They fall to 7-4-6 and remain on 27 points. What can you say? Just a total control of the match tonight by Atlanta United. Guzan did have to make a couple big saves, two really big saves, as a matter of fact, in the second half. So you have to give Columbus credit. They were attacking. They certainly did not make this easy, and Guzan had to make a couple big stops. But you never really had the feeling here watching this unfold in front of us tonight here in Matt Frey Stadium that Atlanta United was in any danger of losing this match. And the questions are already starting on Twitter. Does some of this maybe have to do with the transition to the 4-2-3-1? It was certainly the right button to push tonight for Tata Martino, going with four in the back, but keeping the front line basically the same, just moving Julian Gressel a little bit further up. Gressel playing to the right and Miguel Almirón and Ezequiel Barco to his left, but the four at the back. Ambrose, Gonzalez, Pires, Parkers, and Escobar did a very, very nice job controlling the match and making life as complicated as possible on Jozy Szardes, although Szardes did have a couple wide-open headers from the penalty spot in the first half that he could not convert. The man of the match is brought to you by Heineken, and I think there are a lot of different ways you can go with this. If Martinez would have been able to play a full 90 tonight, I think he might have given it to him for converting a very, very rare for Atlanta United goal off a corner kick in the first half. I think it's got to go to Miguel Almirón, and I say that with no statistical basis at all, but Almirón had the beautiful assist to Tito Villalba for the dagger goal in the 82nd minute. Again, a very heavy workload for Almirón tonight, who is drawing a lot of fouls, as did Ezequiel Barco. Just my eye test without any statistics to back it up. I'll give it to Miguel Almirón tonight, his seventh assist of the year, which is tied for third in MLS. He's our man of the match, brought to you by Heineken. As far as the final statistics are concerned, Atlanta United had a 53-47 edge in possession tonight. Remember, the first half, it was 64-36. 12 shots for Columbus to 6 for Atlanta United, but only 3 of those Columbus shots were on target, 3 of them on target for Atlanta United. Brad Guzan shown with 3 saves tonight, his 4th clean sheet of the year. Columbus with 12 fouls tonight, Atlanta United with 9. Columbus called offside 3 times tonight. Atlanta United not shown with any offside calls. That's unofficial. 5 corners for Columbus Crew. 4 of them came in the first half. So the Five Stripes did a good job in the second half of kind of shutting down some set-piece opportunities for them. Atlanta United had 2 corner kicks, 3 yellows tonight for the Five Stripes. Parkhurst, Ambrose, and Escobar. 1 for Columbus that was well trapped. Atlanta being shown with 6 clearances to Columbus's 5. So the statistics, this is one of those nights, kind of like the Philadelphia Union match, maybe the New England Revolution match too, where statistics may not tell the entire story of how this all went down, because statistically it looks like an even or maybe even slightly tilted to Columbus match. But I just really got the feeling, without being able to quantify, and I wish Jason was here because he could probably do it a lot better than I, my untrained eye, it just felt like Atlanta United had complete control of the match, was on the front foot for probably about 70 of the 90 minutes tonight. Columbus did have a flurry kind of midway through the first half, from maybe the 20th minute to the goal scored by Martinez in the 30th minute, where they were dominating possession, creating chances. That's where Zardes had a couple headers from the penalty spot that he could not put in. And then it was really all Atlanta United from the goal going forward. Joseph Martinez was subbed out at halftime. Took a blow to the head, I think accidental, from Artur when he headed in that goal on the back post. He and Artur bumped heads. And it looked like Artur may have bumped into Joseph Martinez's nose because the training staff kept holding a towel to Joseph's nose. And then at one point, Joseph actually had to come off the pitch because he was bleeding. He was subbed out at halftime. I would have been extremely surprised to begin with if Joseph Martinez would have been available for selection for the U.S. Open Cup match a week from tonight against Chicago Fire. Now I think we can be certain of that, and we'll keep an eye on his status with the next MLS match coming a week from Saturday against Portland Timbers. The other subs tonight, Barco came out, drew a lot of fouls again, drew four fouls, and then Almiron right at the end after that very heavy workload. He came out of the match. So Atlanta United apparently staying healthy, Almiron able to play through a shoulder injury and playing, I think, their best match of the year, or certainly right up there, certainly their best road match of the year tonight in a comprehensive 2-0 beating of Columbus Crew. We'll have the highlights and the scoring summary right after this. Continue to send me your questions right now. You can tweet them at MikeConti929. More to come from MAPFRE Stadium in Columbus. In just a moment on the full-time report with Atlanta United defeating Columbus Crew 2-0 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Well, the King Peach Kits are winners again tonight. As we come back with Peach here on the full-time report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Kings of the South come up north to the banks of the Olentangy River, to quote Keith Jackson, and they get a 2-0 win over Columbus Crew tonight. I really think the best performance all year by the Five Stripes. Before we get to the scoring summary and the highlights of tonight's match, I do want to quickly check in on the MLS scoreboard because we were unable to do so at halftime. It's brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Since Buffalo Wild Wings is always open late, here are a few things you'll enjoy. Buzzer beaters, more wings, more beer. Catch all the late night action. Buffalo Wild Wings, beer, wings, sports. So, I've already told you, Atlanta United, with the win tonight, gets a 4-point lead atop the Supporter Shield table going into the World Cup break. That's because Sporting Kansas City did not play tonight. One other match has gone final. I really hate to see this. Orlando City lost 3-0 tonight to Montreal. That's 4-10 Montreal, blowing out Orlando tonight 3-0. And Jason Kreis's squad now is 0-6-0 since that Atlanta match back in May. They are minus 12 in goal difference in those six matches, and they are minus 6 in goal difference in their last two matches. 5-2 they lost to Vancouver last Saturday, and then they lose 3-0 to Montreal tonight. Just incredible. Now, New York Red Bulls trying to hang on for dear life against Seattle. They have a 2-1 lead in the 89th minute. Seattle has just scored in that match. Toronto has just gotten a late equalizer at home. They now have a 3-3 even score line with DC United. And that would have been a tremendous upset, even for D.C. to go up there and get a point. That would be a huge surprise. Colorado and Chicago 2-2 as they are in added time at the end of the first half. Chicago can move in to the top six in the East in a playoff spot if they can get some points out of that tonight because of Orlando's loss. Later tonight, San Jose hosting New England Revolution. So that is a look at the scores from around MLS as they stand right now, brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wing. And again, Atlanta United with a 5-point lead on New York City, a 6-point lead on Columbus in the East, and they now have a 4-point lead on SKC and FC Dallas for Supporters Shield going into the World Cup break. Dallas has two matches in hand on Atlanta. SKC has one match in hand, and Atlanta United tonight becoming the first club in the MLS to get to 10 wins on the year. No one else has more than 8. Let's go through the scoring summary and the highlights now. And the goal scoring opened late in the first half. It was the first corner kick of the match for Atlanta United. The Five Stripes seldom scoring off corner kicks in their two-year franchise history. But what do you know it? They were able to find Joseph Martinez on the back post to get an early lead of the match. And it'll be Barco to take it, swing it into the box, back post, header in! A goal for Atlanta United in the 30th minute, a back post header. And it's 1-0, the Five Stripes leading. Joseph paid a heavy price for that goal because as he headed the ball in, he bumped heads with Artur, the 22-year-old Brazilian for Columbus Crew, and we are getting word from the clubhouse, a report from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, that Joseph Martinez may have broken his nose. That is obviously very, very unfortunate. Joseph would have 10 days to recover for his next MLS match, but that is not news you want to hear about a potential facial injury to Joseph Martinez. The club has not confirmed that. That is what is being reported by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. So Atlanta United had the 1-0 lead at halftime. Really after the goal, they were playing on the front foot the rest of the first half. But in the second half, even as Atlanta United controlled possession against one of the better possession teams in MLS, Brad Guzan still had to come up with a couple big stops, as he did Saturday in New York City. This was the first of the two big stops he made in the half. Dangerous throw-in over the head of Jeff Lorenowitz, right to Higuain, who sends it long and deep for Zardes, who's onside at the edge of the 18. Dribbles left and shoots. Guzan with a huge save and then covers. What a save by Brad Guzan. I thought that one may have been better than anything he had last week in New York City, which is saying a lot when he had the club record, 9 saves in that match, and he had some beauties. And then later on in the half, again with Atlanta United only on a 1-0 lead, Guzan was called upon again to make a big save. Valenzuela to the penalty spot, running on is Argo. Saved by Guzan! Parries it away from the far post, and then a hard challenge and a free kick. Guzan makes his second big save of the night. And Columbus perhaps getting frustrated, not really to link up down the right side. They had to go down the left, and they became vulnerable to counterattacks. And finally, in the 82nd minute, they were burned by Tito Villalba. Atlanta United countering now with Almiron and Williams. Almiron down the middle. Miguel Almiron all the way to the edge of the 18. To Villalba on the right side. His shot! Score! Maybe the dagger in the 82nd minute. Tito Villalba, his second goal of the year. 2-0 to Atlanta United. You have to feel so good for Tito Villalba, who has just had incredibly bad luck with injuries really since the preseason. Missed a lot of training camp with that abductor issue, has gotten hurt a couple times over the course of the season. Because of that, has found it a little bit difficult to be available for selection and then to get onto the pitch. And after just a few minutes of action tonight, he's able to break through on the goal. It was the service by Almiron, the beautiful assist that set it up, a 3-on-1 break for Atlanta United. That was, in fact, the dagger, as Columbus Crew never threatened after that. A 2-0 win for the Five Stripes. And one more time, Atlanta United, 10 wins on the year, the first club in MLS to get there. They're 10-3-3 on 33 points. Columbus falls to 7-4-6 and 27 points. 4-point lead for the Supporters Shield table for Atlanta United. And a shutout tonight for Brad Guzan, is fourth of the year. For every Atlanta United clean sheet, Atlanta United donates $2,000 to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. With tonight's clean sheet, Atlanta United donates $2,000 to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. So this year's donation total currently stands at $8,000. Brad Guzan has had two incredible matches in a row. To think only a week ago tonight, after Alec Cann got a shutout against Charleston Battery in U.S. Open Cup, that some were suggesting that Cann should be getting games in net for Atlanta United. Brad Guzan has elevated his play to another level over the last week, and now he will get a well-earned break, at least a week, probably 10 days, before they have to play another MLS match. Plenty more to come from Columbus. One final call for your questions and your feedback. You can tweet at me at MikeConti929. Jason's on TV tonight. Jimmy's working with ATL UTD 2. So you've only got me, but feel free to send questions. I'll do my best to answer them right after this as we continue with the full-time report from Columbus. 2-0 Atlanta United winners over Columbus Crew tonight on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I think someone told me that this is actually the official state song of the state of Ohio. And here in Columbus, Hang On Sloopy is synonymous with the success of the Ohio State Buckeyes. On a personal note, it's great for me to come up here to Columbus and actually leave here with a win, because I've been up here many times with Penn State over the years, and it hasn't gone well for the Nittany Lions down the road at the Horseshoe. But Atlanta United totally controls the match, especially in the second half tonight. Comes out of here with a 2-0 win over Columbus Crew, and they get to 10 wins on the year, the first club in MLS to do so. I'm going to get to your social media feedback in just a moment. Just want to quickly update you on some scores. A wild finish in Toronto. DC United and TFC play to a 4-4 draw. This was like an NBA game. The way that the lead changed a couple times, and the way this all went down, it was, I mean, this is crazy. DC went out to a 3-0 lead. Toronto then scored the next three goals. Yamil Assad scored in the 90th minute to make it 4-3 DC, and then TFC right at the death, 2 minutes into stoppage time, get the equalizer to rescue a draw. New York Red Bulls have held on for a 2-1 win over Seattle Sounders. Not extremely great news for Atlanta United, but not a big deal either. I say that only because Red Bulls have a lot of games in hand on the five stripes. Colorado and Chicago have made it to halftime, tied at 2. And if Chicago gets points out of that match tonight, all they need is a draw. If they get there, then they will move into sixth in the East, because Orlando was embarrassed tonight by hapless Montreal 3-0, and the Lions now have lost six in a row since playing that match against Atlanta United on May the 12th, and the Lions will come to Atlanta in a couple weeks, so things are going to get a lot tougher for Jason Kreis's squad before they get easier. Just a few pieces of feedback and some questions on social media tonight. Obviously, with Jason not here, I'll do my best. Ricky Ricardo wants to know, this team is the front runner for everything, Minnesota or tonight, which one was better? And I think that's a really, really good question, because Atlanta United proved something in that Minnesota match, that they were able to defend for 60 or 70 minutes playing down a man and get a win, which is something they haven't really done before. I think in terms of match control against a quality opponent, I would lean towards this one. I really would. I'd be anxious to get Jason's thoughts, and I guess I'll find out when I see him back at the hotel. This, to me, I thought was the most complete 90 minutes all year for the Five Stripes against a quality opponent. They played very well against DC United, the second win of the year. They played very well against LAFC, but I almost chalked that up to an aberration because so many goals came late in that match. I think as far as control of the match against a quality opponent, this is as good as it gets for Atlanta United. Grant Christopher, you've called this the best game this season. How do you think this relates to playing in the 4-2-3-1 like we did last year, as opposed to the 3-5-2 that has been more common this season? And there might be something to that. I know our buddy Jay Riddle, who listens all the time, has been strongly advocating for a 4-2-3-1 tonight. Atlanta United went to that 4-2-3-1. I think this match was maybe a little bit different than what the game plan was or what the game plan called for, because of the Joseph Martinez injury at halftime, or Mario Williams came in, played striker in the second half. But and no doubt the 4-2-3-1 was the correct way forward tonight for Atlanta United, and credit Tata Martino for executing that and pushing the right button tonight. Scott Moore, a great win tonight. Even though we had sluggish moments, we played solid overall and really loved the flexibility of the squad and formation and our depth. And that is a really, really good point. We've talked so often about how valuable the depth is for the Five Stripes this year. And think about it this way. You know, we were really, really concerned about how Atlanta United looked to be a little bit out of gas at the end of the match Saturday in New York City. You travel home Saturday night, you have a light day of training on Monday, and then back on the road yesterday to play this match tonight, and they looked like a fresher club. And I understand that Columbus also played on Saturday, and two of their players were in France on Saturday and played tonight. Credit to Will Trapp and Zach Steffen for doing that. But the fact that Atlanta United got through this stretch of five matches in the span of 2 weeks, basically. Five matches in the span of 2 weeks. Drew with New England, beat Philadelphia Union, beat Charleston Battery, drew with New York City, and got a big 2-0 win tonight. Very, very impressive. Extremely impressive. Great work by the physio staff, once again, as they have done all year. But it really is a demonstration of the depth of Atlanta United, the fact that they can lean on guys like Mikey Ambrose, Miles Robinson, as they had to tonight. This was a very rare match where Kevin Kratz didn't play tonight, but he didn't need to. Just a real exhibition of Atlanta United's depth. And as we know, everything is better when Atlanta United wins, because with today's win, that's another donation of $1,000 to Piedmont Healthcare Foundation for a current total of $10,000. As a not-for-profit hospital system, Piedmont Healthcare relies on the generosity of donors to expand healthcare services in our community. Atlanta United is proud to be a Piedmont donor. So now the World Cup break. Won't be that long for Atlanta United, because they have an Open Cup match coming a week from tonight against Chicago Fire, and then a very difficult re-entry in the MLS play a week from Sunday, against Portland Timbers. We're going to get into both of those matches and the path forward for Atlanta United right after this, as we continue on the full-time report from Columbus. A 2-0 Atlanta United win over Columbus Crew on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Boom, 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 boom.
Now tell me what you gonna do,
but it ain't nowhere to run.
When judgment comes for you,
when judgment comes for you.
Tell me what you gonna do,
but it ain't nowhere to hide.
When judgment comes for you,
cause it's gonna come for you.
Back on the full-time report here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, wrapping up things after a 2-0 Atlanta United win over Columbus Crew tonight. I'm going to invite Oren Romaine to talk here. I hope that's okay. Oren, artist and title, please.
It would be Bone Thugs and Harmony taking it to the crossroads, sir.
Bone Thugs and Harmony taking it to the crossroads, because as we all know, Bone Thugs and Harmony is from Columbus, right?
It's a C town in Ohio. Aren't they all the same? Columbus, Cleveland. I think they're all kind of grouped together, right?
Cleveland's 2.5 hours up the road, but I guess that counts. We are in the capital of Ohio, though. I actually got into an argument with John Chuckery about that, because I had suggested maybe that we could get the Ohio players in the full-time report tonight, and he pointed out they're from Dayton, but Columbus is the capital of Ohio, so I think they can claim everything, especially something called the Ohio players. But we're having a fun night here on the full-time report. Atlanta United really in full control of the match, especially in the second half. Just didn't feel like they were going to lose this one tonight. And they've played some matches on the knife's edge where you kind of you feel like that equalizing goal might be coming. You feel like the opponent's on the front foot. I just never got that vibe tonight. I might be wrong going back and looking at it later, especially talking to Jason. It just felt that way tonight. And goals by Joseph Martinez in the 30th minute, Tito Vajalba in the 82nd minute, Atlanta United, the first club in MLS this season to get to 10 victories. And now they reach the World Cup break with a four-point lead atop the Supporters Shield table over FC Dallas and Sporting Kansas City. They have a five-point lead over New York City for first on the Eastern Conference table. So they have a cushion. Some of these clubs I've mentioned do have a match or two in hand, but this is the way you want to go into the World Cup break, where Atlanta United will have a shorter break than most. Take, for example, New York City. They have off from June 9th through the 24th. Atlanta United has off from June 13th tonight to June 20th, and then they come back and they play a U.S. Open Cup match at Mercedes-Benz Stadium a week from tonight against Chicago Fire. And I would expect, especially after talking to Darren Eales tonight, we're going to see something close to a first-choice lineup for that match. Atlanta United has put a very, very high value on winning U.S. Open Cup, trying to get into the CONCACAF Champions League. So they'll draw an MLS opponent a little bit early. Not all that early. I mean, some clubs have already played MLS opponents, including Chicago Fire, who beat Columbus 10-9 in penalties to get to that match. That'll be a week from tonight. You can hear it on 92.9 The Game, starting at 7 p.m. And Jason and I will also provide the television commentary for that one. Then, a week from Sunday, back to MLS action against a Portland Timbers squad that has played remarkably well lately. I think they're unbeaten in 9 straight matches. They're having a little bit of trouble climbing that Western Conference table because they've taken so many draws. But they have been a real story out of the Western Conference, as the balance of power looks a little more even between East to West than we anticipated coming into the year. And the good play of Portland, along with obviously LAFC, FC Dallas, and Sporting Kansas City, is a big reason for that. That will be our next MLS broadcast, and we'll be on the air from Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Sunday, a week from Sunday at 4 p.m. for Five Stripes Countdown, 4:30 for the kickoff, and that'll be following a great day of World Cup action. The World Cup starts tomorrow with Russia hosting Saudi Arabia, and again, the USA will be hosting the 2026 World Cup, co-hosting with Mexico and Canada. That came down very early this morning as we were all heading to the airport to get up to Columbus. A great day for soccer in America, a great day for soccer for Atlanta, who will likely be a part of the World Cup hosting, and then their MLS club comes in here tonight. I thought just played a cracking match, a really, really cracking match tonight in beating Columbus Crew 2-0. I really, really hope, by the way, for what it's worth, if you care what I think, I really hope this is not the last time we come to Columbus. It is, it's obviously a sad situation that they haven't been able to come up with some kind of resolution where maybe you can put a team in Austin or put a team in Sacramento and keep the Crew here. They had a very poor crowd tonight, announced at 10,000, probably a lot lower, but you can certainly understand why. Very hard to support a team that you think might be in the midst of a lame duck season. But as I look out here at MAPFRE Stadium, the first ever, really, soccer-specific stadium of this scale built in this country, still a great facility 20 years after it was constructed. I think it would be a real shame for MLS to lose a club here in Columbus. This was the charter club of MLS, the very first club when the league was created after the 1994 World Cup. And we've gotten great treatment here today in Columbus by the staff, and I certainly feel for them. And I understand the business dynamics in play with all of this, but I really hope they can find a way to keep a club here. And I hope this is not the last time we are here. This is the only time Atlanta United is scheduled to play in Columbus this year. Of course, they could meet in the postseason, as they did last year with Columbus winning the knockout game, but Atlanta United improving to 3-1-0 all-time against the Crew by virtue of this victory tonight. That'll do it for tonight. I want to thank Oren Romain for pushing the buttons and keeping me sane back in the studio, and also letting me know when that woman outside our window was speaking too loudly. And certainly apologize for the distraction there tonight, but I hope you enjoyed the call. We'll be on with you a week from tonight, 7 o'clock from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Atlanta United and Chicago Fire, not an MLS match, a U.S. Open Cup match. That'll be our next broadcast, and we will see you then. The final score one more time tonight from Columbus, a 2-0 Atlanta United win over Columbus Crew here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.